You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So in 2013, the government attempted to establish the world's first regulated legal high market. The scheme was short-lived and was scrapped mid-2014. But new research has just come out of Massey University that looks at what went wrong with the policy rollout. I spoke to PhD student Marta Reicher about it earlier today.
It's called the Psychoactive Substances Act, and the law basically aims to regulate a legal market for so-called new psychoactive substances. Lay people know them as mostly synthetic cannabis. So what it aims to achieve is to introduce a new recreational product on the market, just like we have alcohol or like we regulate tobacco. We can go and purchase these products from the stores. The aim is to introduce a new type of product. In this case, so we experienced it with synthetic cannabis, into the legal market.
And so what went wrong with this?
Well, there's a couple of issues to talk about. So in 2013, we established so-called interim regime. So first of all, the products which were allowed on the market, these were synthetic cannabis, they were not tested. So no one really checked if they have low level of risk, because under this law, the intention is to allow only products which have been tested in clinical trials, just like pharmaceuticals, and which we know that they don't expose consumers to more than low level of risk. Yes, because we don't want heroin to be allowed for everyone. So in 2013, the products which were allowed were not tested. So that's the first thing. But another point is that was a big change in drug policy. That was a huge change. We never had any, cannabis has been prohibited for so many decades. People don't know how to use it. I mean, they are not used to using it. So the scale of this change, I would say, was quite underestimated. The public opinion support, on the other hand, I think was overestimated. And also the time and the speed in which the policy change was introduced, we could argue it was a bit fast.
And so how did those dodgy ones get through?
Yes, back in 2013, well, the way the products were chosen to be allowed on that interim market, well, they had to comply with two requirements under the law. So they had to be previously on the market, because before that law, we had unregulated markets. So you might remember in 2012, early 2013, there were hundreds of shops, also dairy stores, we could buy them from petrol stations, which sold those products. The law in 2013 aims to limit the availability and only allow these products from licensed retailers. So the Ministry of Health would say, okay, this is a licensed retailer, just like we have now with alcohol, for example, yes. But coming back to the products, so the products had to be on the market 3 months before the law was passed, and in that time frame, there were no complaints about any adverse reactions, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was deemed that the products were low risk because they have been on the market and no one really complained about the products. People were not getting addicted. At least we didn't know that people were getting addicted.
I feel like that's such a loose way of being able to decide what is legal and what is not.
Well, it seems so. Some people who I talked to shared that view, that maybe that was not the best way the product were chosen on the market. But, you know, other people said we had to think of some way. The important thing is that now the law says that in order to allow the product, a new recreational product on the market, you need to actually prove that the product is low risk, and you saw that. So you need to go through a series of toxicology and clinical trials, just like with pharmaceutical industry, basically.
I feel like, yeah, that kind of possibly that was tied to some of that public outcry against it, right? That people kind of saw it so loose in terms of how things were regulated.
Yes, people saw it in that way, that's true. The public opinion really, I think, didn't understand the policy change, because many people actually, if you go out on in the streets back in 2013 and 2014, people actually wouldn't know that the aim of the law was to license the shops and limit the number of products. And this is what law actually did at that point, because before the law, there were many more products on the market. There were around 300 products. It went down to only 46 products under the Psychoactive Substances Act. So that was a huge reduction in number of products. But people really didn't know about it. And they saw the law as a way to actually allow all these products, you know what I mean? That the legislation actually legalized something which they previously weren't aware of, just because the products were sold from dairy corners and so on and so on. And suddenly we have this reduced number of licensed retail outlets, and so it is much more visible in the communities.
And so in terms of how legal highs exist today, what is the state of being able to purchase legal highs today?
Well, basically, they don't exist today, at least according to the present legislation. They are not supposed to exist, because under this law, substances, so recreational substances, which have not been approved by the Ministry of Health, or let's be more specific, Psychoactive Substances Regulatory Authority, they are basically banned. So you are not allowed to possess synthetic cannabis, or how we call them, legal highs, and you are not allowed to sell them. So basically they are illegal, although the punishment, interestingly, is lower than under the Misuse of Drugs Act. So you may only pay a fine under the Psychoactive Substances Act for selling legal highs, while you may go to jail for selling natural cannabis.
Right, that's kind of a curious thing to coexist in a way.
Yes, that's right, that's true.
But what about places like, I'm just wondering, like Cosmic Corner? I feel like they still sell a lot of stuff that, I mean, I feel like falls into the category of being a legal high. How do they sell those things still?
Well, it would be illegal to sell legal highs, but you may refer to some natural products. For example, Salvia Divinorum or Cava Cava, which, it is quite controversial, because interesting thing about the law is that there's a definition of psychoactive substance, and it's very difficult to actually establish what is a psychoactive substance. If something makes you a bit relaxed, is it a psychoactive substance? It's exactly Cava Cava, which has been used in Pacific populations for centuries. Should they fall under this act and under current state be prohibited? I don't know. It's actually very controversial, and yes, it's difficult to establish what is psychoactive substance, but under the law, Cosmic Corner shouldn't sell anything which produces psychoactive effects in consumers. Unless, let's make clear that some substances are excluded from this regime. So I'm talking about alcohol, for example, or tobacco, or coffee.
Right, so it's almost like there's just so much haziness in terms of definitions with us.
Yes, that's a problem, yes. Many people from the industry, actually, people who I talked to, said this is a problem for them, because they don't know if they can sell this Cava Cava product or they can't.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.